Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do want to get right back in to the Royals and have our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, join us. He joins us each and every Wednesday. Of course, his On Deck show coming up at 5 o'clock again as the Royals are still in the Bronx, wrapping up a series against the Yankees. Before we get to that, Vern, have you been to many minor league baseball parks? You know, we got the Cags, Cody and Gold road trip coming up in Springfield at Hammonds Field, and everybody keeps saying it's like a great ballpark, I guess, down there.
Really? No, no. I've only been to one minor league ballpark that was in Lansing, Michigan. So, no, right. I don't have much experience.
Okay. I didn't know whether or not I've been to.
But like, I think it's awesome what you guys are doing, man. I think that's going to be a great time. Those shirts are sweet, too.
Do you want us to get you one? You don't have to go to Springfield. We say that for everyone else, but for you, we'll get you one.
Well, then, yeah. Who turns down a free shirt?
We'll put you on the list. When it comes to, like, let's take Cags out, because we've asked enough questions about him, at least for the time being. At the major league level, what do you think the time frame is on Renfroe and MJ to sort it, let's say? Because last night, I thought it was, you know, like, you could see the weight from MJ for a minute when he hit that home run and the engagement on the batting coach and everything else or the hitting coach. What do you think they're going to look at for MJ Melendez over the next couple of weeks to kind of sense if he is starting to figure it out?
Well, there's a decision coming up this weekend, right? Mark Canha could return from the IL as soon as, I believe, Saturday or Sunday. Maybe they wait until the team comes back on Monday, but is it just as easy as Drew Waters heads back to Omaha? Waters is 2-for-11 with 2 errors. Or, listen, if MJ's confidence is really shaken, I'm not saying it is. I don't have any reason to believe that his confidence is shaken. Nothing that I've seen or heard from him leads me to believe that that confidence is shook. But if it is, maybe that's an avenue for MJ to find some confidence down in Omaha. I don't think that's the right move, not only because he hit that home run last night, but because, we can dive into the metrics if you want. He's one of the best defensive corner outfielders in all of baseball so far this season. I mentioned Drew Waters, who would be his replacement. He's already booted a couple of balls out there. The totality of MJ's game right now is still better than any other option that I see as a realistic option. Cags isn't realistic. I don't believe John Rave is realistic just yet, because you're not going to, I don't think you're going to get rid of Kevin Biggio already. I don't think you're going to get rid of Hunter Renfroe already. So as far as when they cut the cord on a Hunter Renfroe, we're at the 16th of May. You know, coming off his best defensive effort that we've seen all season, you know.
That was a good game for him last night, yeah.
That's what made last night so painful. I mentioned it on the postgame show. MJ hits the home run. You take a 2-0 lead. Waka's rolling. Renfroe's making plays. Man, it was like a dreamlike state there. And then, personally, I sobered up in the fourth after that leadoff double to Salvi. They do not cash it in, and I'm thinking, okay, wait, hang on a second. That offense still has 18 outs. You're in Yankee Stadium. There's no way a 2-0 lead is going to hold up. It was so good early on. But to get back to the point, if Hunter Renfroe can can play quality defense, can give you good at-bats, I think he'll get throughout the month of May. But what we've seen over the first 18 games, save his defensive performance yesterday, has been a guy that, Cody, I know you've mentioned it, you know, he might just be done. And if that's the case, he has less than a month in my mind. Middle of May, he could be on his way out of Kansas City. MJ, until another realistic option presents itself, I think he's getting all of April, and I think he'll get all of May, so long as his mentals aren't messed up.
What about the offense as a whole? Because I know these are the two names that everybody is talking about, and understandably so. Some of it goes back to last year, and I get that. But other than Bobby, really, nobody is hitting all that well in the first, what are we at now, 18, 20 games or so of the season. So is this a, hey, it's early? Is this that they didn't do enough in the offseason? Is this that there's some hitting development problems? What do you think it is?
I think there's all of that, right? They could have done more this offseason. Now, thankfully, as we talked about, they didn't ink Profar.
Right.
I would not have wanted to go 3 years with Anthony Santander. So I don't know where that bat was in free agency, but sure, they could have found him. And now the onus is going to be on the front office to find the hitting equivalent of Lucas Erceg and Hunter Harvey and Cole Reagans, find that overlooked gem in some other organization. But the offense as a whole, you're right. Bobby is still Bobby. His supporting cast is limiting how much Bobby he can be, because why would you pitch to Bobby when nobody else can hit? But still, you know, even when the opposition doesn't make a mistake, Bob can still do damage. We saw that with the knock yesterday, the home run the other day, that 10-pitch at-bat. That was a fine slider down and away. Bobby just took his hands and his face down to the ball to lift that thing over the wall. Mikel's hitting the ball hard. Salvi's underlying metrics tell you he's going to break out soon. But yeah, you know what? The amount of at-bats that Kevin Biggio is receiving is disappointing. Not if you're him. He's earned it, certainly. But I remember when they brought him in this offseason, I was thinking, well, I hope I don't see him. For as much as I want all these guys to succeed, Kevin Biggio was not a name I'm expecting to be a key cog in a division championship ball club. We talked about Renfro, we talked about Melendez, but what this comes back to, guys, are the big names. You know, there are 173 qualified hitters so far this season in Major League Baseball. Michael Massey has the fifth lowest OPS of those 173 everyday players, the second lowest OPS in the American League. Salvi and India are the bottom 25% of the American League when it comes to OPS. Vinny's well below league average. If Vinny, Salvi, Massey, India are all well below average, well, then cancel Christmas. This team's going nowhere. I believe Salvi's better than his numbers. I believe Vinny and India are better than their numbers. Once those guys start hitting, then I think we can truly diagnose what ails this team, if it is anything, because when you have your big dogs eaten, I think it opens up more for Mean and MJ, for Izzy and Mikel. So to me, it all begins with the big names in the middle. Nothing can move forward until they get going.
Vern, you've covered a lot of teams, so I know in football this becomes a little more divisive, but like, how long before it gets frustrating inside of a clubhouse where right now the team's got the fourth best team ERA in all of baseball and score the second fewest runs per game? Like, at what point does it become the division of, hey, we're doing our half of the work here, where's the other half?
I think if there were more new faces in that rotation, on that pitching staff, shoot, inside that clubhouse, I mean, outside of Kevin Biggio and Jonathan India, everybody that's in that clubhouse right now was rooting for the Royals last October against the New York Yankees. Either they were on the team, or they were on the 40-man but didn't make the postseason roster, or they were in the organization. Now, that squad last year, and the reason why I call it the sophomore album, is because it's basically the same band, right? It's the same group. Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Chris Bubich. These guys aren't turning on MJ and Bobby and Vinny and Salvi. That's a pretty cohesive group that came together more than a year ago. No, I don't see any friction. You know, money, you know, are you messing with anyone's money? Waka's taken care of. Reagan's is taken care of. Lorenzen, you could flip if you need to if things go south. Seth Lugo has a decision at the end of the offseason whether or not to accept that $15 million to come back to Kansas City. But no, I just don't see how a fracture would happen in that very tight-knit clubhouse that's currently being occupied by your boys in blue.
I mean, I'm assuming the Royals view it the way we do, at least on this show. I can't speak for every show, but it's just like, Vern, you do a lot of post games, and I'm sure there's plenty of panic. I kind of refuse after 18 games. Baseball is long, long, long. And like you said with Vinny and those, it's like 18 games. I'd be surprised if this team was like freaking out, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I don't sense any panic. Now, there are hitters pressing. It does appear that some guys are in their own heads. Vinny's acknowledged on national TV yesterday. I might be trying to do too much. I might be swinging a little bit too hard, but you know, hitting a baseball, we always have said, it's the toughest thing to do in sports. Hitting is the most difficult of the five facets of the game of baseball. So listen, again, if I had my choice, 18 games in, you could choose any aspect of the game to be the best in, I would say starting pitching. And right now, the Royals are the best when it comes to American League teams and starting pitching. The thing that concerns me is where else can they impose their will on the opposition, because the defense has been mediocre at best. Base running, same. Bullpen without Hunter Harvey, I'm sorry, is mediocre at best. And then the offense, we know that's at the bottom. So the rotation's good, but I'm hoping that they're not last year's Seattle Mariners, where it's a great rotation and just no one supporting them.
I asked you, for the MJ stuff, how long into the season before Daniel Lynch should be the first lefty out of the pen?
Yeah, as far as a leverage
Zerpa last night, right? How long till you go like Lynch first?
Well, boy, it's tough to make the case for Zerpa. He's been given the opportunity every single time. There's been no hiccup in the coaching from Matt Quatrero and this pitching staff right now. When they have a lead and there's a lefty due up, whether he comes in or not, you're seeing Angel Zerpa warm up. He is still their top choice. I can't sit here and say he deserves another opportunity over Daniel Lynch. Next time out, whether that's tonight or in Detroit starting on Thursday, yeah, give it to Lynch. Although what they're saying speaks loudly to me when they don't go to him. That tells me they're not sure that the big punch out ability is there in the big spot from Daniel Lynch. They've seen it before. We've all seen it from Zerpa, and the coaching staff's hesitancy to give him the ball tells me that there's still some trepidation of whether or not he can be on the attack in the biggest moments, in the biggest spots.
Lastly, Vern, last week you spoke how big this road trip was. 10 games, we know they're off to a 1-4 start during it. They got to try to prevent the sweep tonight in the Bronx against the Yankees. What did you expect out of the road trip? We were talking on the show before it began, like 5-5 would be a pretty darn good road trip.
Yeah.
Now that they're 1-4, where are you at?
Yeah, well, I think we all would have. I've heard you guys say it, you would have accepted 4-6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, getting swept stings, but we all understand that the Detroit series is even bigger than this Yankee series. Even if you drop tonight's game, you can still save face with a series victory in Detroit. I'm not really going to budge just yet. I still want 4 wins. However you go about achieving 4 wins, get it. You know, Bubic, and then you have Lorenzen, and then your big three. Yeah, man, I'm just reluctant to buy in that this is who the offense is. Max Fried is a stud. This team is obviously it's the big leagues. You're going to face really good pitching. Clark Schmidt coming off the IL. Yeah, no, I'm not taking any. Anything less than 4 wins, anything less than 4 wins, and it's a disappointing road trip. And thankfully, you have Colorado waiting for you when you get back home. The only offense in the sport worse than the Royals. So,
3 straight 1-0 games, you know.
A lot of season left. We can get over it, but we will be down on Sunday if they end up 3-7 on this sizable road trip.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the season is over if they have a terrible road trip the rest of the way. I thought the season was over.
No, they can turn it around in a week.
They still can. Okay.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, things change quickly.
Okay, goodness. Thank you. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.